Hey, Corinne, I am sorry. That was a total oopsie. I did not mean to hit that
No, it's okay. I can coach you because it looks like Ella did not want to get coached. So you're up.
Okay. No worry. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? What do you need
Good.
help with?
Well, I know it's been a while since I hopped on last time. I don't know if you remember me from last time. I had the weight loss journey and you were kind of talking to me more about like loving myself and I
Yeah,
think you
that's like I honestly I don't remember. I'm just gonna be really
Okay,
truthful,
no,
but
that's okay.
it's so good though, because it's like specifically losing weight and loving yourself. I'm like, girl, you gotta be more specific. I feel like everybody, that's all I say is like, we gotta love ourselves more, ladies. Anyway, what do you want help with though?
I have been working on that lately, but I've just noticed with like my diets recently that I've been kind of having some setbacks. And I don't know if it's related to stress or I know this past month has just been rough in general. And I don't know if you could relate to this. My son might be I can't talk today. He is going to be having some testing for autism in the next summer. So this is all like new to me. I mean, we had an inkling for a
I can
while, but
relate.
we had a bad experience the first time, so I don't know if this is just me having trauma from this, and now I'm going back on.
Well, for
Hey,
sure. If you
let's
had a
face
bad
it.
experience, the if you've had a like for all of you, if you've had a bad, it should like let's talk about going to a restaurant. Let's say we all go to a restaurant. We have a really bad experience. It would probably be normal that if we're going back to that restaurant, for us to be like, oh, this place sucks. I hope we don't have another bad experience. So it's no different. Like, even though that sounds like a silly example, I just want you to know that, of course, your brain would maybe be freaking out if you've had a bad experience. And I want you to think about, like, if we would do that at a restaurant, now we're talking about our baby. Way more important than, dinner.
Yes. And with that, I just feel like, okay, are we gonna just get the same thing and get judged within 5 minutes of? Because what happened was the first time we did testing, it was virtual. Person just kind of oversee. And I work in healthcare. I worked in pediatrics for years. And she was like, oh, he's autistic within 5 minutes of observation on a computer. And I'm like, this is not appropriate. Like, how do you, like, she didn't even talk to him. I'm like, this is ridiculous. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just, or,
Well, I don't know, but one thought I could give you for this situation, then we can talk about your diet, because you said, I think that was what you really wanted help with, is
yes.
you could say, I was spot on. I knew that was wrong. Like, that wasn't right. And I'm getting my baby reevaluated.
Yeah.
And I bet I'll know whether or not it's a good one or not. If I knew that one was a shitty one, I'll know if this is a good one or not.
Yeah.
Because if I had
Well,
to
and I
guess,
think.
they're like most moms, especially if we think something's wrong with our child, you're probably not going to stop looking for answers.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of where I'm at with that. And I know my mom, she's a baby boomer, and she's the type of person that I mean, I'm not saying like all baby boomers are like this, but she's thinking like autism is like a big disability. His, let me think here. I'm trying to figure out the best way to say this.
It's
She
a
would
big
be,
fucking deal. Like,
it is a big fucking deal. It is. And I mean, I don't want it to make it a big deal because I mean, we're not going to change how we love him or parent, but it's also like we want to make sure he gets the right resources that he needs. And stuff like that. So I don't know if maybe I'm struggling because I haven't even told my parents yet that we're retesting him just because I don't know how he's going to react.
well, this is what I know. You're being really smart. If you already have concerns and you are, it's like it's all you can do to take care of you. You do not owe telling your parents, because the last thing you probably need right now, you already know your mom's going to freak out and stuff. You don't need to take care of her feelings right now. You got to take care of your child and you. That's all you're owed. And
Yeah.
that's not you being mean or doing any, like literally, it's just called smart. This is where we do, this is, you know, like big girl panty time, where we say, I take care of me and my child. I can't take care of my mom too right now. And so what I'm going to do is I'm just not going to tell her until I know I'm ready to do that. For
Yeah, and
now,
that's,
I'm ready for this part.
yeah, and I think, I don't know if maybe that's the stress of like thinking what she's gonna think. And then I've had setbacks because I've noticed I've actually had like more cravings lately for like sweet treats and like, hey, let's have some creamer in the coffee today, like some flavored stuff. And I'm like, Megan, what are you doing? You know better.
All right, so
So,
that's the thought error that we have.
yeah.
Megan, what are you doing? You know better. Instead of, Megan, this is very different than how you've been acting. What's going on here? What are you really craving? What are you really needing? What do you think has you upticking in these types of cravings? Because it's, you know, a couple of months ago that wasn't that. This is
Not at
like, I
all.
just this is what I want all of you to see. Whenever your behavior pattern changes, and this is kind of what we talked about with Carissa, you know, one of the reasons why dieting is so hard is because we are hard on ourselves all the
Yes.
fucking time about it. And so, like in this case, it's like, Megan, what are you doing? You know better. Like, could you imagine if you came in here and said, you were like, Corinne, I need some coaching. And you said, well, I've been putting creamer in my coffee and black, Megan. Did you not watch my videos? I said we're not going to overeat. If I coached everybody that way, we
Yeah.
would have zero members in this members. I'd be talking to myself every Sunday.
You know what? That makes sense. 'Cause, and I actually did watch your videos this past week to catch myself up. So,
And not one time did I say, now look, I'm going to tell y'all
no.
stuff, but I know you know better, so you better go do it.
No, you're absolutely right. Well, and even like just over, I think the big thing is I am an emotional eater. That took me a long time to figure out is I'm a huge emotional eater. Like when I'm stressed, I want all the good stuff and
So I want you to change your this. Did you watch the? Did you do the nighttime eating workshop materials
I
yet?
have not yet.
You definitely need to. I know
Okay.
you, this may not be happening at night, but what the reason why I'm inviting you to do the? It's. I mean, it's literally just a handful of videos. You don't even
Okay.
have to watch all the coaching and stuff. Just watch the lessons.
Okay.
You could be done probably in 40 minutes. I mean,
Oh,
it's.
that's.
I try to keep everything chunky, chunky, chunky now. Chunky like peanut butter. So, one of the videos, we talk about identity and how important it is that if you want to be someone else, we got to stop identifying. So, you're saying, the one thing I know, Corinne, is I am an emotional eater. So, let me ask you this. When I say, Megan is an emotional eater, how does that feel?
Not very good, honestly. Pretty shitty. Pretty
Okay.
freaking shitty.
Shitty. What else? Like, really think about if you had to come up with one emotion when you think I am an emotional eater.
Disappointment.
Disappointed.
Disappointed. That's a big one.
Okay. So tell me how it feels when we say this. Instead of I am an emotional eater, we say, one thing I know about me is that when my emotions are high, food is one of the things that my brain wants to do, like wants to help me with, or food is the thing that my brain uses to help me navigate, to help me feel better. How
Oh,
does
that's a
that
good
feel in
question.
comparison to the other?
It sounds better and it's not as like self-doubting, I would say.
Does it feel more neutral?
Yes. Neutral. That's a better way. Yeah.
So the reason why I point this out because, and the reason why I'm advising you to do the nighttime eating stuff is because a lot of the nighttime eating workshop, we gave a lot of examples about nighttime, but the core content is for any emotional eating.
Okay.
Okay. When you are going through a stressful time like you are, it is normal that we see spikes in wanting to eat. And it's even more normal to see us actually start eating until we really understand, like, the eating and the spike is like your car's dashboard saying, you're low on gas. Oh my gosh, now you need an oil change. Oh shit, a tire is actually going low too. It's like you're
Yeah.
getting every overeat and all these cravings are like your car saying maintenance needs to be done.
Well, and I've even noticed too, like, because I've talked to my life coach about this. I'm actually working with her on Thursday. She mentioned, like, when I, because and we work together. She even said, when you're super stressed, you doubt yourself so much. Because I would say, like, hey, I have a dumb question. She's like, stop saying that, Megan. That is so annoying. You are putting yourself down. And I feel like when I'm stressed, I put myself down. Like, whether what it, if it's like eating or just saying negative shit about me or like
So
just,
that's one of your indicator lights that goes off.
yeah.
So when you notice that you are doubting yourself more than you normally would, when you are having cravings that you suddenly weren't like, it's like, I wasn't even doing these things 2 weeks ago. When
Right.
you look and you're like, oh shit, the last 3 weeks I've been kind of eating my face off.
Yes.
What we want to do in those moments is not say, like, see, I'm an emotional eater. That's just who I am. We want to say, I recognize my pattern. So now what I want to do is I want to figure out what's going on in my life that's spiking this. Because when we can identify what is actually going on, then we start attacking, like, okay, what's missing in that part? So if I'm getting ready to test my son, and one part is, so I'm going to need during this part to remind myself, you can 100% trust yourself. The last time you got a diagnosis, they did it wrong. And it would be normal for you to be afraid that this time will be like that or and all this other. And you just like, this is the part where I have to remind myself, I can trust myself. I am his mother. I will not stop until I have a diagnosis that I feel comfortable with. Till I
Okay.
have a diagnosis that I trust. Because when I get that, I will give this baby everything he needs. And rather than right now, the way you're talking about is like, oh my God, we're getting him tested and I didn't tell my mother. And oh my God, what if it happens just like last time? Like, it's like
Yeah.
you're re-traumatizing yourself instead of saying, that was traumatic and that was hard and they were wrong and I refuse to traumatize myself anymore.
Yeah.
I want to be there for myself. Same thing like with your mother. It's like I know my mom would freak out. I know my mother is of a different generation. She does not understand this. And right now I am focused on taking care of me and taking care of my baby. I will
Yes.
tell her when I know that I can tell her in a way that will make more sense to her. And even if it doesn't make sense, I will tell her at a time when I have the patience
Okay.
and the love to tell her, because I may need to talk to her. I may need to hear batshit crazy stuff, but I'm
Yeah.
not doing that when I'm also thinking batshit crazy.
Yes.
That's
Yes,
just
that is a big thing. Well, because even I always, her and I, we have a good relationship, and it's just like, I feel like I have to tell her everything all the time because she just asks everything. But also, it's like, I don't know if I want to tell this yet because I don't know if it's just like the self-judgment, but I think it's just I have to
but
just
why,
trust it.
just tell me, just let's answer the question. Why don't you want to tell her right now and be truthful? Just
I,
between us chickens.
well, I don't want her to treat my son different. That's the
Okay.
first thing.
That's a valid reason.
And also, I don't want her to make this like, oh, this is going to change your whole world. This is going to, are you okay? I don't want her to freak me out. No, I don't. Because it's really not, it's not a big deal. Because I mean, there's autistic people in the world that are like the smartest people, doctors, lawyers, and it's like, you just got to find the right resources.
Oh, like I have a different attitude than she does, which are
Yeah.
all great reasons. So we don't have to worry anymore that this is self-judgment. This is called smart.
Okay. I think I
You
just
have
need to
like
be more confident in that part.
You need to write down your reasons and then ask yourself, like, why would I ever feel bad about these reasons?
And I also want to be the mom that he needs.
Yeah. And part of that for you is protecting your emotional bandwidth right now. Like, I always tell myself, like, there's a lot of things. Like, recently something was going on with Logan. My mom knows now, but so Logan, is wanting to, like, this was a couple weeks ago. He's thinking about moving out and he wants to move in with this little girl that works at Waffle House. And sweet girl, like, I don't have anything against this chick or anything, but I don't know her that well, know her enough, you know. But I was freaking out. I was like, oh shit. Like, I really thought he was like, we had always planned that Logan would live with us until probably 30 or so. And, you know, and he's 22. Like, this came on fast. I mean, I feel like just yesterday he got out of high school. And so they were looking at an apartment that I don't know if you know much about Nashville, but if it's a $1,300 apartment, pretty much guaranteed the police probably visit that neighborhood regularly, daily.
Oh wow, that's expensive. Yeah, I know nothing about Nashville. I'm a Wisconsin girl, so
Well, if you want to be safe in Nashville, you better be paying $3,000 a month. Like,
Oh my.
it's an expensive area to live in. Like, it's one of the biggest markets right now in the country who are moving here and everything. And so there was that. And he was filling out an application and he just, it didn't sit right with him that he wasn't telling me and Chris. He felt maybe he was. He didn't think he was doing something wrong, and I applaud his heart. He wanted to help her. He doesn't need to move out, but she can't afford to live on her. She can't afford $1,300, but she could split it with someone. And he was like, well, I have a good job and I've got a steady paycheck and, you know, like, and we're friends. We'll move in together. And so he told us, well, long story short, as we're trying to figure out if this little girl's gonna come live with us for a little while, we're trying to figure out, like, what is their relationship? Logan has been going through sexual orientation stuff. Like, he, right now, he feels very strongly that he's gay. A few years ago, he liked women. Then he went through a period where he was asexual. So he's like, for not to freak you out, but with autistic kids, sometimes sexuality is very confusing for them. And it takes them a minute to kind of, I think it's confusing for all humans, but you got to think about when they're, when you have to really piece things through in your head, things don't always make complete sense. And so
No,
we've
that I
given
get
him
exactly what
space.
you're saying. That makes sense to me. Like you're saying, trying to figure out who you are as a person.
Yes. And so we've just been giving him space. And I just tell him all the time, like, Logan, like, it does not matter. Like, to us at all. What really matters though is that you, like, sort this out and you just talk to us as much as you need. And that's what we're going to do. We will figure all this out. So, anyway, long story short, the last person in the world that should be hearing all this is my mother, who would, in her mind, oh my God, he's not ready. He don't even know how to wash clothes. Like, my mother would go through the list of everything Logan doesn't know how to do. And all the ways he could die immediately.
That
So,
that's exactly my mother.
yes.
Exactly.
And my mom's a boomer too. And so, and I'm like on the cusp, but I was just like, this is where I know what's best, not only for me, but for everyone. And I trust this. And if I don't tell my mother and then I do tell her and she gets upset, I will let her be upset with my decision for a little bit. And then I'll handle it.
And you know what, that's actually coming into play because my life coach is actually having me read The Let Them Theory by Mel. I don't know if you've heard that book, but now that's like starting to make a huge impact. Where, okay, I think I just need to let her feel the way she feels and
Yes,
let
but
me be me.
and I don't know, I haven't not read the whole book or anything, but one of the things I think about letting them in my mind would be, we let them feel what they need to, and we let them feel what's natural to them because it's unfair of us to try to control them. It's unfair to us too.
Yes, it is.
Like, as long as you understand, this is my mom's feelings, and they're very valid in her brain. That doesn't mean, like, your brain is always going to have a reaction of like, it must mean this, it must mean this. I always tell myself, anything that my mother's reaction, anybody's reaction, honestly, usually doesn't mean what my brain makes it mean. My brain is always going to err on the side of it being awful. And my
Yes.
brain, and all brains are good at that, but my brain in particular is really good at making something mean something terrible. And then when I have, like, I look back at all the things that my mom and I have been through, just all the different kinds of things where in the moment it felt rough. I go back and I think about where we are now. And sometimes I can't even come up with examples anymore. And I know, especially with my mother's relationship, we've had such a rocky road through the majority of my life that if I can't even remember those things now, it gives me peace to say, like, have another bump. Like, if my mom freaks out, if she says something that I get mad at in the moment or whatever, I know that usually within a couple of months, nobody's thinking about it anymore. It just kind of helps me take down my personal temperature.
You know what? That makes sense. 'Cause I've noticed, like, I've let so many things like bother the crap out of me for no reason. And now I'm just like, whatever. Who cares? Who gives a shit? And
And
that is
that
one
can't
thing I
be
have been
helped.
working on. So I think I just need to let it happen. And
So what I want you to do for your like eating is I want you to, instead of Megan, you know better, what's wrong with you? Say, something is wrong. That's why I would be having cravings. I wonder what it is. I wonder what's going on. Where are things feeling hard right now? Where are things feeling stressful right now? Those things, I like, if I acknowledge, like, this is a hard time. It's not easy to go through this. That's so, like, right, you're not having that conversation. You're having the conversation of, you got a lot going on and you should be eating better.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good. And we're human, so yeah. No, that
And
makes
she said, "You've got a lot going on, and I'm listening. Let's talk about what's going on, self."
Yeah.
Because if you do that, then your brain doesn't need the food. That's usually the reason why we eat is because we're not acknowledging what is going on for us. We're not acknowledging what is real for us. We eat so that we don't have to worry about it. And I'm like, the best way to not worry about it is to listen and acknowledge it, because you're not worrying when you're doing that. You're being compassionate and understanding. It's like hugging yourself and saying, like, I just want to listen to you. What are you afraid of? What are all these things? And that's why I like to do that while I also journal. And yes, I cry a lot of times when I do that stuff, but while I'm doing it, at the end, I almost always find at the end I feel a little bit better, because I just at least feel listened to, even if I didn't change my opinion about anything. Because at the end, I can say, like, no wonder things are feeling so hard right now. Look at what you just wrote. And for all of, if you don't know how to work through that stuff, you can take what you write to ask coaches. It's anonymous. No one's going to know who put that in there.
Okay. No,
Okay.
that's
And
good
then
to
it'll
know.
help you sort it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense, because I know that is one thing I am working on, is journaling and like having me feel my feelings. And like, so I know I've always been taught to like kind of shut out and just keep going, which that's not healthy.
Yeah. And like, feeling your feelings is not as big a deal as we make it.
Right.
You know, it's like, you can do that. You can do the journaling, listen to yourself, and be like, okay, and now we need to go do the work. We got to go do the other things.
Yeah.
These are the things I need to also do. I
Okay.
journal every day. It's very rare that I don't. And not every day is a crying session, but almost every day I'm writing about things, y'all. And like, it, Chris giggles because some mornings he's up way before me, but like this morning I was sitting in the dark in our bedroom with my iPad. So I didn't want to wake him up, but that's where
Yeah.
I like to journal, is in my journaling chair. And I was just to go and at it. And he woke up and he was like, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm doing my journaling." And he's like, "In the dark?" And I said, "Well, I didn't want to wake you up." And he just started laughing and he was like, okay.
Typical man statement. That's something my husband would say too.
Yeah, he's like, okay, so.
Yeah, and I think I just need to give myself a little more grace and journal a little more because I think that's another thing. But it's so hard with kids too.
Yeah. Just squeeze it in when you can. If you
Okay.
can't, I will tell you. All right. Are you tech at all? Like,
Yes, I am. But
okay.
I'm actually working on trying to take a break from social media right now.
Not social. I don't want you on social. I want you on ChatGPT.
Okay.
All right. So you can pull up ChatGPT. You can download it on your phone
Okay.
and you can create a journal on ChatGPT and you can use the voice command. So go for a walk. I've been doing this myself. Let me pull up chat.
ChatGPT. Okay.
Go to chat. Yeah, you can create a free account. They've got like a $20 paid. You wouldn't need it. Like I have a business account, so that's why we have it. But you
Gotcha.
would just start a new chat and you just set and you there's a microphone feature so you can talk to it. But the very first prompt is something along the lines of, you are going to be Corinne Crabtree. She is my coach. Because ChatGPT knows enough about me on the internet, it won't probably even cuss at you. You can say, you're going to be my coach, and this is going to be my personal journal. And each day, I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking, and then you coach me and give me just one question every single day, like Corinne Crabtree would.
I like
And
that.
all you got to do is speak into it. I have it set up. I have one version that's set up for my personal coach. My personal coach is Bev Aaron. And I have fed it all kinds of information because she's not very well known on the internet. I fed it all kinds of information about her. And so in between our calls, because I could reach out to her, but it's just fast. Because a lot of times I'm just thinking something and I'm like in my car and I just fire it up and hit the microphone button and I just talk to it. And I just tell it like, I'm so pissed off about blah, 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 blah. And I just go ham. And then it coaches me. It will give me like something to think about, a new perspective, whatever. You could do the same. That is
Ooh.
for you who are like, if you're tech oriented, you are time strapped, you could sit on the toilet and do it. Most people take their phone to the toilet, take that
Yes.
phone to the toilet and just be like, I like, here's what's going on for me right now. Coach me like Corinne would.
Okay.
Try that and see if that helps too.
Okay, yeah, I'll give that a go because maybe then I'll just be like, I'm pissed off about this,
Yeah. You could
okay.
even tell to say, like, you could even do a like, you could, I would start it off with at the beginning of the chat, like, you are going to be my personal journal and you are going to play the role of Corinne Crabtree. You cuss, you swear, you know how to get to the root of all my problems. And then you just tell it whether or not you want a lot of questions, one question, no question. You can tell it to, it'll do anything you want.
Oh boy.
Anything. Yeah, like it really will. Now,
Okay.
then on some days you could just say, I don't need you to coach me. I just want a bitch so that you have it, so that on a day when I want coaching, you have information.
That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah. You can just say, like,
Yes.
your job is to, you can even say, like, your job is to agree with me right now. Right now, you're my best friend. You're Corinne, my best friend. You're not Corinne, my coach. Validate my shitty ass thoughts. You can use it any way you want.
Okay. Yeah,
All
I think
right.
this will be a good tool for me. So no, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All righty. Thank you.
All right, take care.